Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, October 19th, 2005. Today's message is titled, Snatching from the Fire. The scripture text is from Jude, verses 22 and 23, and there is just one chapter in Jude. Be merciful to those who doubt. Snatch others from the fire and save them. To others show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh. I was in a meeting recently with the fire chief of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. As we were enjoying conversation, a friend of mine asked if I knew the fireman's verse, and I immediately recalled the daily verse. I am personally and experientially thankful for the dedicated work of firefighters. About 15 years ago, we had a situation due to a furnace malfunction that filled our home with smoke. After frantically placing a 911 call, the extremely dedicated volunteer fire department in that community arrived within minutes and showed great compassion. The Apostle Jude uses a vivid metaphor in describing the critical mission the church and every true believer has. The call to snatch others from the fire and save them is an ongoing description of the Great Commission. We know, of course, that ultimately God does the saving, but He has called us to participate in the mission. The challenge to receive Christ may come through an altar call. It might come from a caring brother or sister to an individual who needs Christ. These are examples of only two of the many ways we seek to snatch unbelievers from the fire. We are all involved in the process. In Jude's descriptive phrase, the emphasis is on the urgency and seriousness with which we are to take up our call. Today, let us remember God's call in our lives as followers of Christ. All around us, there are people who need the Lord, people who need to be snatched from the fire and saved from eternal damnation. This is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast, and it's a joy to share with you. Reminder to visit our website at dailyencouragement.net. Each day I place the current message on the website, and today I also include the words to a song that came to my mind as the message is prepared. The song, probably written 15 or 20 years ago, and sung, at least made famous by a musician named Steve Green, People Need the Lord. I also have an audio link up to that song. If you care to go to the site, you can click, and obviously since you're set up to listen to the podcast, you can listen to that song on an audio link. My wife also offers a prayer today, and if you care to express her heart, you're certainly welcome to visit the site in that regard as well. Have a blessed day today. Stay faithful and stay encouraged.